switch of faith turned on. Keep the switch of faith turned on.
The Spirit of Faith Netcast is on the air. I wanted to show you a couple of things this week. First of all, let me tell you that we didn't have a netcast last week because of some scheduling problems. I was on call at work, and things just didn't work out to do the netcast. So, but I did want to share with you some books that I think will be very beneficial concerning healing. And that's what I had in mind to share with you this week are some of these books and some excerpts from some of these books. Now, this particular one is a very old little mini book that I've had a very long time. It's called God's Medicine by Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin. And this one goes back a long time. Now, it's a very thin little mini book, and it's kind of hard to see how small this is the way I'm holding it, because the closer I get to the camera, the larger it looks. But it's actually a very small little book and very handy to put in your pocket and just carry with you. I've got another book here by Brother Hagin called Seven Hindrances to Healing, and then one similar to that called How to Keep Your Healing. All three of these little mini books are by Dr. Hagin, and they're available from rhema.org, which is his ministry. Ken Hagin Jr., his son, is carrying on that ministry, and these books are still available from there. And I tell you, it's a tremendous ministry that they have going there, and they have great books, and Brother Hagin's books and tapes and CDs and DVDs and all that kind of stuff are still available. So I'd encourage you to check those out. We also have a book here. This is a little bigger book, a little more maybe academic in nature, if you want to call it that. Christ the Healer by F.F. Bosworth. This is a classic. I've used this as a textbook in our university that we have before, and in teaching a course on healing. And this is a book called Christ the Healer by F.F. Bosworth. Excellent, excellent book. Lots of good, solid teaching, scripture references, and so forth in it. And it also has on the back, I love this on the back cover. It's kind of hard to tell there, but that is, those are some photographs of meetings that Brother Bosworth had back in the early days in the United States and Canada. This one here at the top is 12,000 people came down just for the invitation. So in other words, more than that were there, but those are the ones that came down for the invitation. Now that's a tremendous crowd. And, this is just a really excellent book. So I'd really encourage you to get that as well. So these are some references that I think you would find beneficial. And of course, we know that the very best book to get your references concerning healing is concerned is the Bible. I mean, that's the source book. That's what we're to really go by. Jesus said, John 17:17, thy word is truth. So the word of God is truth, and the truth of the word includes the fact that God is a healer. Remember, our main scripture, Psalm 103, verses 1 through 3, mentions the fact that we're to not forget the benefits of being a believer. That's kind of our key scripture in our study on healing. So we don't want to forget those benefits. And one way to remember the benefits is to look up references, scriptural references, to healing. And that's what Brother Hagin has in this little book, God's Medicine. That's one reason I wanted to highlight it and show you some of these other books too, but particularly this book, because he mentioned something in the very beginning of this book. He quotes from Proverbs chapter 4, beginning in verse 20, and he says, my son, attend to my words, or we might say it this way, attend to the word of God, incline thine ear unto my sayings, let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they, God's words, are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Now, as Brother Hagin points out here, in the margin of a good center column reference, that last phrase reads, and medicine to all their flesh. Now, let me read you just a little bit here as an excerpt from Brother Hagin's booklet. God is interested in healing us if we are sick. He's also interested in keeping us well. Now, that's two different things. Healing when you're sick, that's good. But being well and staying well, that's divine health. And that's better. It's always better to be well than it is to be sick and then get healed. but both provisions are available. For our healing and for our health, he has made provision, God's medicine, or his word. He goes on to say, what are those provisions? What are our rights? What actually belong to us when it comes to physical healing and health? How can we ascertain exactly what has been secured for us? There's only one way, by consistent, careful, diligent, reverent, prayerful study of God's word. And that's the introduction to this little booklet. It's an excellent little booklet. And then he goes on to talking about his own testimony and how he was sick on the deathbed for many years. And the doctors had just given him up to die. And he got a hold of God's medicine. He got a hold of the Word of God and rose up off that deathbed at 16 years old and then lived a very long and very full life. And went home well. Matter of fact, when he went home to be with the Lord, he went down that morning, he had breakfast, he had his very favorite breakfast, which I believe was some strawberries and cream, and a couple other things there, but he loved that strawberries and cream. And then he just leaned back in his chair, and he went home to be with the Lord. Now, you know, that's pretty good. Come down out of your own power, have a good breakfast, and go home and be with the Lord. There you go. So anyway, he lived in divine health once he got a hold of the Word of God. And he had heart troubles. He had his cardiopulmonary system entirely was failing. Just a lot of issues that he had, and all of it healed by the power of God. Now, let me read you some of these scriptures that he has in the back of this little booklet, God's Medicine. He's collected all these scriptures for us to make it easy for us to reference these scriptures, and it's good to just hear these scriptures read, hear the Word of God concerning healing, because it is medicine or health to your flesh. So let's just read some of these scriptures here. Surely he hath borne our griefs, which in the literal Hebrew is sicknesses, as we pointed out last week, carried our sorrows, which again literally is pains. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Now Isaiah, as we've mentioned before, being a prophet, was looking forward to Jesus being on the cross, looking forward through time, and he said, by his stripes we are healed. Peter quotes this scripture in 1 Peter 2:24 and says, by his stripes we were healed. Well, Peter uses the past tense because the healing took place on the cross. So if we look back to that point in time, by his stripes we were healed. Well, if we were healed, then I am the healed. Amen. I don't have to be sick because I'm healed. Jesus bore my sickness. He's carried my diseases, so I don't have to. All right, let's keep reading here. Matthew 8, remember we've read this, 16 and 17. And he healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Quoting that same reference that we read over in Isaiah, but confirming the fact that he's talking there about sickness and disease, that Jesus bore that for us. 1 Peter 2:24 we mentioned, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were, past tense, were healed. He bore our sins and he bore our sicknesses at the same time on the cross. That was the great exchange that we talked about. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. Galatians 3, 13. I'm having to kind of squint a little bit at that because the text is so small. Anyway, according to Deuteronomy 28:15-22, 27-28, 35-61, all sickness and disease is under the curse of the law. That is what the curse of the law is, in part, is sickness and disease. But praise God, according to Galatians 3:13, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. If I'm redeemed from the curse of sickness and disease, then it would be a miscarriage of justice for me to have to continue to bear that, because Jesus already bore it for us. Exodus 15:26. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. This is the reference that we pointed out where God gave his redemptive name. Now, he has many redemptive names, but this is one of them. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee. In other words, it's part of his very name, his redemptive name, that he is the healer. and he shall, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. Now that is Exodus 23, 25 through 28. Next scripture, 2 Chronicles 16, 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect or mature toward him. God's looking for people to bless. Amen. So, hey, I'm here, Lord. I'm available. You can bless me. So, amen. And that's what the blessing has come upon us. You are, as a believer, blessed of God. You are the blessed of God. And you need to live in that blessing. And don't forget the benefits. All right. Psalm 91. We read all of Psalm 91 a few weeks ago. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Remember, we talked about the fact that word dwelling can be your home, your house, your family, but it can also be your physical dwelling of your body. You are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a physical body, and that body is your dwelling place. So therefore, no plague. And remember that word in the Hebrew is the Hebrew word nega, N-E-G-A, nega, from which we get the word negative. It means anything negative, anything bad, nothing bad. How many will say sickness is bad? Amen. Sickness is bad. There's good. There's bad. Sickness is bad. So nothing negative, nothing bad will come nigh your dwelling. And then he goes on to say, as if there were any question about what he's talking about here, with long life will I satisfy him and will show him my salvation. Well, you need to live until you're satisfied. Amen. You know, we were talking about Brother Hagin there. Goes down to breakfast, has a really good, full breakfast. He had fulfilled the ministry that God had given him. He had created the Bible school God instructed him to do. He'd made sure everything was in order. And then, you know, you got to admit, he's pretty satisfied with where he was at. And there are a lot of old saints that have done just that. They lived till they were satisfied, and then they went home to be with the Lord. Amen. Smith Wigglesworth, he told his daughter, he says, I'm going home today. And she said, yeah, Dad, okay. You know, didn't really take him seriously, but he did. He went out, sat in his rocking chair, leaned back, went home to be with the Lord. Now, that's the way to do it. He was satisfied. He was done. Amen. All right, Psalm 103, we've read it before. Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Psalm 107, boy, this is one of my favorites. Psalm 107, verse 20, he sent his word and healed them. The word of God is healing to your flesh. It's medicine. Remember, we talked about that from his book here, God's Medicine. It's medicine to your flesh. Isaiah 55:11. So shall thy word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, which means powerless, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. Well, what did he send his word to do? He sent his word to heal them, didn't he? So when he sends his word, what does it do? It does exactly what he sent it to do. It is not void of power to cause that word to come to pass. And so healing comes because God's word will do what God said it will do. If ye then, being evil, are natural, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them which ask him? Matthew 7:11. See, ask God, and he will heal you. That's a good thing. Amen. James 1:17. For every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. Now, we've already said healing's good. I know there may be some that say that sickness and disease is good and healing is bad. I don't know where they get that. That's certainly not in the Bible. Jesus went about doing good and healing. Amen. Acts 10:38. Jesus went about their villages doing good and healing. Actually, Acts 10:38 says that Jesus of Nazareth was anointed by the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, healing all those who were oppressed of the devil. Get the right quote. Anyway, the point is, doing good and healing goes hand in hand. Not doing bad and healing, not doing good and making people sick. I mean, what would it be if I had some kind of terrible virulent virus and I went about the country injecting people with that virus? Would they call me good? No, they'd be out to arrest me. They'd be out to stop me. I would be public enemy number one. I would be considered, you got it, bad. And yet people talk about God as though he's going around making people sick, and they say, see what a good God we have. He makes people sick. Oh, come on, folks. Common sense tells you that is not reasonable, and it's certainly not scriptural. You're not going to find that in scripture. You're going to find Jesus going about doing good and healing, not doing good by making people sick. You know, there wasn't one place in the Bible that I have ever found, and I've studied the Bible for a very, very long time, ever since I was a kid, you know, in Sunday school. Everything I've read in the Bible, I never saw Jesus go lay hands on somebody and they got sick. It's never happened. Now, you'd think it happened at least once. You know what I mean? You'd think there'd be one case, one instance in the Bible where Jesus would go lay hands on somebody and they'd get sick, if that was God's will. If he made people sick to teach them something, some great grand purpose. You'd think there'd be one reference that would give us that illustration. But everywhere Jesus went and everywhere he ministered, people got well, didn't they? Well, that's what God's will is. God is the Lord that healeth thee. As I said, it's part of his name. We read that from over in Exodus. All right, let's keep reading here. Matthew 8, 2 through 3, and behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Notice he didn't say, Jesus, I just don't know if you've got the power to make me clean. He didn't question that at all. He just said, is it your will? If you will, you can do it. Now look what Jesus said. Jesus put forth his hand, and immediately he puts forth his hand, touches him and said, I will, be thou clean. Now what did we find out that the Bible said about Jesus? He said in Luke 6, 30, I think it's 38, I came not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. I'm sorry, it's John 6:38. I came not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. So whatever Jesus said, whatever Jesus did, he was doing the will of the Father. So if you want to know the will of the Father, look at Jesus. And you know what Jesus said? He said, leper, no question about it, I will, be thou made clean. And he was made clean. So that is the final decision about Jesus, or the final revelation of Jesus giving us health. Let's look at the next section here in the book. He has a little section here called Healing, the Works of Jesus. We read the scripture already, or quoted it, maybe badly, but we quoted it. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Isn't it interesting that he went about healing all that were oppressed of the devil? He didn't go about healing those who were oppressed of God. No, the devil's the one that is the oppressor. Healing is the work of Jesus, not making sick. Now, this is something Brother Hagin says. I'm going to read from the book here. A fact to settle in your heart is that Christ is the healer and Satan is the oppressor. You have to understand that. If you don't understand that Satan's the one making you sick, you won't have the absolute confidence to know that God wants you well, that it's his will that you be made whole. John 10:10. Now, I love John 10:10. My postal address many, many years ago in Denton, North Carolina for the ministry was P.O. Box 1010 because of John 10:10. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Now, let me just say right up, that is no longer my email, my mailing address. So if you send mail to that box, it will not come to me. But for many years, that was the address of the ministry. The point is, John 10:10 says, Satan comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. That is the only reason he comes. Now, that King James, he comes not but for to. You can take that out of the King James and say it very simply. The only reason he comes is to kill, steal, and destroy. He doesn't ever come to make you well. He doesn't ever come to bless you. Satan is not a blesser. It's not in him to be a blesser. But he is come to steal, to kill, and destroy. So, here's what you can do. This, again, let's just make it a final, settled thing in your mind, is to get you a piece of paper and draw you a little column. And in one column, put things from God. In the other column, put things from Satan. And then put killing, stealing, and destroying under Satan's column. And then anything else you can think of that is killing, that is stealing from you, that is destroying something in your life, put that in Satan's column. Then over in God's column, put things that are good, things that are blessing, things that are healing, things that are financial prosperity and blessing, everything you can think of that is the blessings of God, put that in God's column. Once you see that, you'll understand what the will of God is. Now, Ephesians says we need to be wise, not misunderstanding, but knowing what the will of God is. So it's up to you to make that absolute declaration in your life, and that, and get that just firmly planted in your mind, that God is the healer and the blesser. Satan's the one coming to oppress you. Jesus went all about their cities and villages, teaching and preaching and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. And I like that. That's Matthew 9:35. It summarizes the ministry of Jesus. He preached, he taught, and he healed. Those are the three areas of Jesus' natural earthly ministry: preaching, teaching, and healing. And notice it says he healed every sickness and every disease. He didn't leave any out. He didn't say, oh, well, no, wait a minute. I don't cover that one. That one, no, no, no. Got to keep that one. No, he healed every single one. Matthew 15:30-31. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed. That was missing fingers, missing toes, missing arms and legs. And many others. They cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed be made whole. That doesn't mean that they had like a finger cut off and it got healed, but there was still no finger there. Made whole means the finger came back. Amen. That's why they wondered. They went, wow. Well, you go wow too if somebody's arm had been cut off and suddenly it came back. But notice, that's what happened with Jesus. They wondered because they saw the maimed be made whole, the lame to walk, the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Isn't it neat how healing glorifies God? Wow. Amen. Healing always glorifies God. Never glorifies the devil, because he's not a healer. All right, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews 13:8. He's always the same. If he healed back then, he's doing the same thing today. He that's what it says. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change his modus operandi. All right. John 14:12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. So Jesus went about preaching, teaching, and healing. We're supposed to go about preaching, teaching, and healing, and even greater, because he's gone to be with the Father now. He's at the right hand of the Father, and he is working with us. Mark 16 says that they went forth everywhere, preaching the word. People were healed. They laid hands on the sick. People recovered because the Lord went with them, confirming their word with signs following. Amen. Mark 16:15-18. He said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. See, I just quoted it, and now we're going to read it. Isn't that neat? Preach the gospel to every creature, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. All right. James 5:14-15. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he's committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Next scripture. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. That's 3 John verse 2. 3 John only has one chapter, so it's the second verse. Beloved, I desire above all things that thou mayest prosper financially and be in health physically, even as thy soul, which is there, your mind, will, and emotions, prospers. And how does your mind, will, and emotions prosper? When you renew your mind to the Word of God, because the Word of God brings healing. Amen? All right. Year of God, little children, have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:4. Greater is the Lord in us. God in us. See, God in us, Jesus in us, the hope of glory. But he being in us, greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. Who's the oppressor? Satan. Who's the one making sick? Satan. Who's greater? God. Who's in us? God. Again, a simple understanding of these principles will help you understand that healing is available for you. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Mark 11:23. So you need to be confessing healing. You need to put your mouth in gear with the Word of God and confess healing, not sickness and disease. Don't go around saying, my cold, my flu, my this, my that. Don't possess it. It's not yours. Satan may be trying to put symptoms on you, but you don't have to receive them. They're not yours. Confess healing. I'm the healed of the Lord. That's what you need to be confessing. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, and ye shall have them. Mark 11:24. So when you pray, you need to believe that you receive. Now these scriptures are all outlined here in this little booklet, God's Medicine. But they're scriptures right out of the Word of God. The great thing about this booklet that Brother Hagin has written here is he puts them all together in one little mini book that you can carry with you in your pocket and have handy. So I'd encourage you to check out that little mini book, get it, or just write down scriptures like these that we've listed out here today. Listen to this netcast over and over and over, and let it build into you a knowledge of the Word of God concerning healing. And when you do that, you will begin to walk in divine health. And that's what we need to do. All right, I need you to write me. drbill@wofm.org. That's D-R-B-I-L-L at wofm.org. Join us again next week. And remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God.
Keep the switch of faith turned on. Keep the switch of faith turned on. Not away your confidence. Keep the switch of faith turned on.